Yo, 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 what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Blast Off Podcast, and thank you for joining us again on this Monday. Mondays suck, so hopefully we're going to make your guys' Monday a little better this week. We're doing something a little different this week. We're going, we're not only doing some audio for this podcast, we're actually going to do our first attempt at recording this as well. So if you are watching us on YouTube, thank you for joining us on the video version as well. So this is new to us both. It's going to be a little different, so if it seems a bit odd or if anything's weird, just keep in mind that it's our first shot at doing the video shit, so hopefully it keeps on trucking. You're making that joint run like a whore.
Not trying to.
Shit.
Here.
No. Here. You can kick it off, bro. Be interesting. Go ahead.
All right, well,
I gotta fix this fucking joint.
News for cannabis, maybe. I know we hit this a little bit on a couple past episodes, but a lot of medical dispensaries will be turning recreational. But I only know of a few that I think is going to turn.
Fuck it, bro. This business is just going to run. I don't even care.
I didn't fuck it up.
It's just too packed at the top. It's just going to run. And the only way to fix it is just fucking knocking squeezing the cherry out, and I'm not doing that, so
no,
it's just going to run.
I can't waste weed. But I know a couple dispensaries that will probably go to recreational and medical, but I'm really hoping some stay just straight medical. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Some of them, yeah, I want them to stay just medical because I don't want to wait in fucking long-ass lines from all you fucks that are just going to decide you want recreational weed and not get your card. So, yeah, I don't want to wait in line with all you fucking people, honestly.
And people still think that y'all shouldn't, like, renew your card. Renew your card because we get more benefits. It's just better in all if you have your medical card than getting shit recreationally.
Yeah, if you missed last episode, there was a lot of information regarding updates for what's going to be coming in rec or what to expect, because a lot of people aren't up to date on what's going on. So if you missed last episode, please tune into that. It has a lot of important information on what's coming and what to expect for rec. I don't think anything has changed since our last episode, since last week. I don't think any more updates. It's all still the same. The only thing that's different, yesterday Delaware, they became a recreational state as well. I don't think there's any it's not going to, yeah, don't even worry about it, bro. Just let it run. Yeah. This is our first joint that we've ever had run on the pod. Every other one is,
of course, it's a video pod this time.
Yep. So fuck it, bro. It is what it is. It's just going to have to streak. Yeah. Delaware got rec yesterday. I don't think they have recreational sales available right now. It's just kind of like recreational possession. I think that's it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of their cannabis laws are going to coincide with Maryland's also, just because of...
I would believe it. They border each other.
Yeah. A lot of, of course, y'all know DMV.
This shit's blowing me.
We keep the same laws. We try to keep the same laws around each other and shit like that. But Gold Leaf needs to stay medical, in my opinion, I think, because...
They're not
going to. I know they're not going to at all, because their business is already busy as shit, and they just want more money, basically, which is smart, of course. But it's gonna be interesting to see how everything pans out.
I hate this fucking shit, bro. If you know me, I swear to God, if you know me, you know nothing triggers me more than me rolling a joint.
Look at that donut hole, though.
That's the fucking ash from it being too tight, bro. It's just not. I'm knocking the cherry out. Otherwise, it's not. I don't even have any water to put that out. So hopefully, our car doesn't catch on fucking fire. But yeah. If you fucking know me, you know how much I like, you can relight this if you want, or just hold it. If you know me, you know how much I like to roll and how much it genuinely pisses me off when I have a joint that just doesn't want to burn right. Yeah, don't hit it. You're going to make it a streak where you got to get it. Yeah. Seth doesn't know how to fucking start a joint. He doesn't bother trying to get a cherry on it or nothing. He just puts that bitch to his lips and just starts fucking sucking on it. No. Got to get a cherry.
You said no.
That's how you start a joint from
that's
how you make a joint run if you don't get a cherry on it. All right, now that half our joint's gone after knocking the fucking cherry out and the car's,
I didn't knock it out.
I did, because I'm not gonna sit here and smoke that bullshit. Much fucking better.
Watch, it's gonna run again.
If it does, it won't be as bad this time.
All right. Educational purpose real quick. What do you do to make it run? Like, okay. Are you hitting it too hard?
Smoking joints is such a bitch, dude. It's so nice, but it's like literally so much work that you don't think about. And there's so much involved in smoking it if you're used to smoking them, you don't think about it. But if you're smoking with a lot of people or people that normally don't smoke papers, it's fucking annoying because you have to smoke a paper differently than you smoke a blunt. And if not, like, so for example, like if you roll a paper too tight, or like if you roll it right and you have the excess weed right at leftover from your roll that you're packing into the top to finish it off before you seal it, right? Mm-hmm. If I fucking pack that top too tight, that's gonna fuck the whole joint. Like just now, just what happened with this joint, the top was packed too tight. And so instead of having a uniform burn for the cherry is too fucking solid and it won't burn at an even rate because at the top it's packed super tight. The mid it's not packed as top as or packed as tight at the top. So
yeah.
If it's not packed the uniform same like throughout the whole joint, one, it's gonna streak. Two, when you're hitting it with hitting joints, I always take like keep my hits short. Like I do like mouth hits, like short hard hits compared to like long soft pulls. So you're watching this, I'm gonna give you an example. So watch this. If I'm hitting this joint, normally I'm gonna just puff it like this. I'm going to give it a short, strong puff. But other people that aren't used to smoking papers, they hit the joints like this. God damn. Yeah, and that just makes it, like, more prone to catching a run or starting an uneven burn. Another fucking thing is... with papers, and this is really just papers because it doesn't really matter with blunts. I've smoked a lot of blunts in my day, and I never had this issue with blunts. But papers in general, if you don't wait in between like hits, if you just start smacking it back to back to back to back, that paper's gonna run. You have to give that cherry on the paper some time to breathe in between hits. Just to kind of to catch up with the burn that doesn't get all the way like uniform with the rest of it. You let that cherry sit for like 15, 20 seconds in between the hits, kind of regulates the temperature of your joint, keeps it burning evenly. That's also where the too tight a pack comes into play, because if it's too tight, your temperature is going to be fucking weird in the cherry of that joint. It's going to make it run. It's a lot of science that goes into it. Oh, yeah, like,
there's so much science that goes into weed in general.
It's fucking annoying.
For the video people real quick, look how white that ash is real quick.
Yeah, if y'all can see that.
It was really, it had more color to it before Mig knocked the cherry off. Yeah, I was ready to say watch that shit.
Damn.
It's burning through the bottle.
Well, as long as it doesn't burn the car down, I don't give a fuck, bro. That shit was pissing me off. Like I said, if you know me, I love to roll. Like that's like I consider myself the roller of the group. I would say like I just love to do it. I love rolling. So when I fuck a roll up where it doesn't smoke how I want it to, that shit infuriates me because I know I'm capable of doing a good roll. Just sometimes I do one step of it wrong or like just one thing a little different than I did the last time, and it'll completely change how the joint smokes. Yeah, after we knocked the cherry out, bro, this shit is smoking how it should have been the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I told you that just the top was packed a little tight. But, not enough air was coming through.
That's
here.
That's why I can only roll blunts.
Yeah.
But all I smoke is papers. Well, cones. I'll just buy a
What would you pack. Do if there were no cones? Like, if cones didn't exist, you would just be fucking beat.
I'll be dead by how much tobacco I would smoke. But we'll see. Does that include King Palms?
Nah, those don't count.
I discovered King Palms like right before I just turned to papers.
I would say King Palms are relatively clean. Like it's a cleaner alternative, I would say, to like a tobacco wrap.
Yeah, I stopped.
Cause what's King Palm, leaf or hemp?
Palm leaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like,
oh, then it might not be much better.
No tobacco.
I know, but I mean
a corn husk filter.
I'd rather smoke paper. See, I used
to smoke
a lot.
Yeah, now I'd rather smoke paper, like, no matter what. Like,
I mean,
that's all I smoke.
And you can taste everything so much better, bro.
What?
You said the word, you said the word glass, and that made me think of what I wanted to talk about this episode. Something, a topic.
Okay.
Because, okay, a lot of people... agree or disagree with this statement. A lot of people are uneducated about glass.
Agree.
Like, quality of glass.
Agree.
All that type of, all the different options that you can have to smoke out of, and the differences in quality between China glass and American-made glass. And I wanted to get into this because a lot of people will look at someone that spends, I want to, like, $250, $300 on, like, a U.S.-made bong when... You can get like $50 bongs that look the same. They look the exact same, but they're not. And I want to explain what the difference is and why people would be more willing to spend the extra money on American products and glass products with a reputation, or glass artists with a reputation, compared to just going to your typical smoke shop and buying like a little bubbler or whatever the case may be. You know?
If I'm broke, I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, I right now, I have my fucking little China. I do it too, bro. I have my China piece sitting in the back seat of this car right now because my custom tube, the lip on it, broke last week. So I got to order another tube before I send my other one in for repair. So, yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to say, like, the China glass is cool. It's cool for, like, people who are, like, I would say if you're new into smoking and, like, you don't own any pieces, or, like, you may own, like, one or two pieces, like, or if you're a clumsy person that doesn't, is accident prone to, like, knocking shit over or something, like, I would say probably don't make that your first investment. Don't go buy American glass as your first investment, because I want to say everyone starts with China. Like, if you don't, then you've broken a few American glass pieces for sure, and I guarantee you your heart broke after that. So just, I would say, go start with the China shit, but there's a big difference in quality of glass, like thickness of glass, the welds and how they're put together and seals, like, they just hold up together better. And one of the most important things is function. Like, if you hit my expensive tube, that my custom tube, it has, I think it's a matrix perk or a puck perk, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like a 60 hole perk. And if you hit that compared to like a beaker, a China made beaker with like a 3-slit down stem, or just like a 4-hole perk bong, like a shower head or something,
yeah,
you're going to notice night and day how effortlessly easy it is to pull that, and how easy it clears, and how smooth it feels on your lungs, and how it doesn't hurt. Or, I mean, it still hurts. Don't get me fucking wrong.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about, because I got a rig from a smoke shop, and
yeah,
I had a torch just like the one that we just lit,
mm-hmm,
and it was on the ground. Well, my rig was on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knocked the no, it was a regular torch, a big blue torch.
Oh, like the propane ones?
Yeah,
propane. Okay.
I'd knock it down, like, knock it. The tip of the torch barely touches where the banger connects to the rig.
Yeah, broke it.
Breaks it, clean cut. Half the banger is stuck in the rig now.
No.
Half the banger is just on the ground. I'm like,
what the fuck?
I was like, it didn't even touch, like, that much.
That's fucked.
But I won't get another one. From a smoke shop.
Like, for example,
just because even when I smoke dabs out of smoke shop rigs and shit like that,
yeah,
I feel like I'm wasting the dab.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it does. Well, the banger won't get hot.
It's also because your banger is just like a cheap, like, same. Okay, same.
Yeah, yeah,
same goes for,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
same thing.
Same goes for, like, the, like, for example, like the Chinese glass, like for bongs, like the same thing goes for like the Chinese bangers and American bangers. Like, the quality of quartz is gonna make all the difference in your heat retention, how long your banger's gonna hold heat for, how, like, because like when you drop a dab on your banger, that the thermal shock from you putting that oil into the banger immediately makes your banger drop like 15 to 20 degrees.
Right.
If you have a good one, if you have a cheap one, like a $20, $30 nail, That shit's going to drop like 50, 60 degrees as soon as it touches that. Yeah. And on top of that, it's not holding the heat for longer than like 30 seconds
and
as is.
You need to get it even hotter. And yeah. You get it too hot to a certain point,
it's hard
point,
to
it's
gauge.
Break.
Yeah, it's hard to, and it's hard to gauge the temperature because uh-huh. with a cheaper nail, you're going to, one, have to get it hotter because you want it to hold heat longer to give you a longer hit and not have to fucking reheat BHO soup in your banger. So it's my experience when I have spent the extra money on American quartz and good high quality quartz of that for dabbing, it makes like that's more important than the rig, in my opinion. I want to say if you have like a $300 banger and a $50 fucking rig, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. If you have a $300 rig and a $50 banger, I don't want to smoke off your rig. Sorry.
You won't kindly decline his offer.
I'll just kindly shit on everyone that uses China bangers. I'm sorry. I've used them, but I know, like, in the long run, bro, what I always tell people is, like, you're going to end up spending more money in the long run on having to buy a replacement banger all the time because those things chaz, like, easy as fuck. You know how they get cloudy and, like, milky white, like the old bangers look? Those do that within, like, a few months of use. You're going to have to buy a new banger, like, every couple months unless you want to be using that nasty black fucking banger that everyone hates looking at.
Bro, I know some people that would not clean their jib out.
Same fucking thing, bro. Yeah. This shit's foul. Nasty. And shit looks all brown.
If you don't clean your fucking jib out, you're disgusting.
Yeah, if you don't... Yeah, at least change the water every day. Like, I know people that, like, they would have nematodes floating around the water and shit. Yeah, like, get
the
fuck.
I think talking about the same person, too.
Oh, for sure, bro. Got to be. Yeah, I already know.
Big.
Yeah, I already. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Not only just that person.
Not only just him.
But just...
You need to clean the water and then replace the bottle at least every...
If you hit jibs. Because I know a lot of people use glass and their water is like... Ew, it looks like it looks like shit water, bro. Like, change that fucking... And it tastes like stale smoke. Like, every hit. It doesn't matter if you have clean weed or fire weed, if you're hitting it out of a nasty... Like, bro, I'm just such a picky fuck now.
I hated smoking out of, a metal cup.
Oh,
or
my...
Like a,
it's hot.
Do you know
it's
what I'm
hot.
Talking
yes,
about?
Yes, yes,
and you get that... Metallic taste.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that shit. It's like the little cheap metal bowls. Yeah, yeah, bro.
It don't even taste like weed.
Yeah. You know what's fucking crazy, bro? Like, back in the day, I just let anything slide. Like, I didn't give flying fuck.
I just wanted to get high.
I didn't care.
I remember when my buddy hit me up one day. And we went over to his house. It was me and Joey went over to his house. He was like, yeah, y'all want to smoke? He pulled out his bag. Bro, I've never seen weed look like that before. It looked like weed from, like, 1990s and shit like that. There's a whole bunch of, like, small nugs. Like,
ew. It probably looked
small,
like shit.
With a whole bunch of stems. And he was like, yeah, we just got to pick the stems out of this and it'll be some good gas. Our 17, 18-year-old asses didn't fucking care. We just went there and smoked. I was like, never give
that
me
that shit probably give you
headache.
A headache. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say. Dog. Oh, yeah. I remember this one time. It was like the second or third time I was buying weed ever.
Remind me, I have something about headaches after this.
Yeah, go right after this. It's like a quick story, bro. I remember the second or third time I ever bought weed. I forget who I bought this shit off of. It was a long time ago.
You out them right on the pod.
Nah, they fucking deserve to, whoever this was. I don't even remember who the fuck it was. Whoever, if you listen to this or hear this, bro.
And you know it's you.
You know it's you. You're going to hell. And you know you're going to hell. They served me some brown weed, right? Like, brown. And this is, I didn't know, like, weed like that. So I was like, oh, shit, there's brown weed, too? Like, this is pretty fire. Like, took a shit back. I used to cut like a hole in like the side of a water bottle type shit and put like aluminum foil bowl in it and poke holes and hit it like a bowl, like a hand bowl. And I did that. I got ripped as fuck off this Bobby Brown, bro. I don't know what it was. I don't know. It might have been least for all I know. It was all brown. It was like, it looked like brickweed, I guess. It was brickweed or something. I don't even know how it was brown. Like that was the only time in my life I've ever seen brown weed. It wasn't spice, though. Like, I know what spice looks like, so it wasn't spice. Mm-hmm. But it was like, brown. Like, it was either really old or it had, like, been, like, sun-bleached and lost all its color. Like, I don't fucking know, man. Was just some poop outdoor.
Definitely, probably outdoor.
All right,
I notice a lot of outdoor shit is really darker in color.
And it's more, and like, it tastes, larfy, like, spread, yeah, like,
and it
leafy.
Tastes more earthy and, like... It literally tastes like it came from the ground.
That's probably due to the fact that there's terpenes that are produced from the sun that you can't get from growing indoors. But yeah, who fucking knows? So what about headaches?
Well, speaking about terpenes and headaches, if you guys are wondering why you guys are getting like a headache after you smoke a certain strain, it's probably because there's a certain terpene in that weed that you're actually allergic to.
Yeah.
And... just that's why dispensaries give you these guys books and all that, and you can write down the strain and the terpenes, you liked about it, so you can remember, hey, this strain looks good, but let me check the terpenes real quick. If it has that terpene in it, you're like,
oh yeah, I should probably avoid this one.
Shouldn't get this one.
And that's the thing too, because like without weed being recreational,
you're not going to get that shit.
Well, you're not gonna have the research done, or like federally legal. You're not gonna have You're not gonna have the research done on terpenes to an extent to where we really don't understand like a long term effect of like terpene use, or like how different terpenes can interact with our body. Like, we have an idea, but as far as like that idea, we need to elaborate farther on
shit.
On our understanding of that, because we don't really get it yet.
I definitely agree with you, because you know what's crazy? You know my grandfather. Mm-hmm. He had stage 4 lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle got his medical card from California through the cancer hospital.
Can I tap your...
Yeah.
Thank
for
you.
His cancer, for my grandfather's cancer. So he was basically like the, what's it called now? The
the
caretaker.
Hold on. I haven't hit 5 in 2 weeks.
You're probably going to...
This hurt.
Your head's going to go crazy.
Okay, continue. That hurt.
But we got him the drops. We got him 80-20, 80% CBD, 20% THC.
Oh, Lord.
We gave it to him. Didn't really feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
So then we switched it up 50-50.
Yeah, like 1-to-1.
He was...
Zonked.
Baked. He was baked. But he lived to be a year and a half. Or
like a year and a half with the diagnosis. Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. A year and a half past diagnosis of stage 4, like where they were just like, yeah, it's basically...
My mom, my grandfather had, he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
I think he was given like a few months to live, like 3 months to live or something after he was diagnosed. And so my mom, I was young at the time, but to my understanding of what I know now and what she has told me, what she did with the weed, to my understanding, it sounds to me like she made RSO at home. And she was telling me she went and had to find like this, like, I told her she got finessed, but it could have not been the case. She told me she needed to find this like specific weed with like these hairs and shit on it or whatever, like these certain colored hairs, to make this RSO that's for like this cancer. Like, it's like a sublingual or like something. I don't know if it was RSO. It could have been tincture, but I know she made one of the two, and like it helped him a lot with like his pain and stuff, and it helped. It got like I think an extra few months or 3-4 months, I would say, out of his quality of life.
And and that's what I'm saying. Like, we gave that to him, and your mom gave that to
him. Yeah, him
and
well.
They both lived. Obviously,
yeah, you know,
doctors' estimates of life aren't
always accurate,
but.
And the cool thing is, like, hospice does that too. Like, hospice care does the, does, like, they administer, like,
medical. Me and my uncle were smoking one day, and we were just like, he really lived a year and a half.
And had who knows how long
before the diagnosis.
Yeah, who knows how long he would have lived if had he not, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it would help him. And the way that I say help him, I mean...
Just like, make you not in pain and, like, uncomfortable all the time.
He was never in pain.
Really?
He was never in physical pain. He was more in emotional pain.
Yeah, like...
Because he would get up at 5 a.m. in the morning and go play tennis till 8. Four days a week.
Shit.
At 82 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So,
yeah.
For someone to get to go do that and then be fucked up for the rest of their life.
It's a complete life change.
But
him
having that, it expressed his emotions more. Mm-hmm. It's where he was more happy when all the family was around and shit like that. But moral to the story is, I believe me and my uncle were just like, we believe that the shit that we gave him kind of extended his life. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's just my theory.
No,
nothing really can...
Yeah, you're not wrong, bro.
Make sense about that.
That's why it's fucked me that this shit is federally illegal still, because there's so many, like, not even just the cancer. Like, the cancer's one thing, and this has been a known thing for a while with the weed and cancer thing. Like, but the seizures, like, seizures in children and adults, like, weed completely can cure the aspect of having uncontrolled seizures pretty much.
Shit, you see that cop smoking a blunt directing traffic in New York City or New Jersey?
Yeah. It's like, it's just kind of crazy to me. Like, there's like actual real medical benefits to using this plant, and the fact that it's still
PTSD.
You know, it's defined as a Schedule 1 drug, and the definition of a Schedule 1 drug is, god damn, I got something in my throat. Damn. But the definition of a Schedule 1 drug is any drug that is used for, like, recreational use that doesn't have any medical benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, the government still thinks that weed has no medical benefit to it whatsoever, and everyone's just out here making shit up and just wanting to be stoners. And
well, and the government still thinks aliens aren't real, but we won't hit on that topic.
That isn't
either.
True, though. They now maybe 30 years ago, now it's getting a little weird.
Yes. There was a day, 2012. I know y'all around our age, you guys know what I'm talking about. There's a day in 2012 where everybody said that the world was supposed to end.
Oh, that's because of that fucking... That's when the Mayan calendar
ended. No, but actually,
ended.
2012. Yeah, in 2012.
Yeah.
Well, all my friends were playing Manhunt, Mailbox Tag. If y'all don't know what that is, I don't know what y'all did with your childhood, but it was a fun-ass game. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Manhunt was one of my favorite games.
Well... We were all, like, taking a break and all that, just talking. And we shit you not, a fucking UFO. I'm not going to say UFO. But a circular object with lights. It had six lights in a circle.
And this is, like, 2012, so no one around us has a fucking drone or any of that shit. Like, that's not even a thing.
It was pretty
at this
high
point.
Up, but it fucking just went right across our houses and then just zoomed out. 30 seconds later. The people from across the street from us, their Jeep alarm went off.
Oh, chill. That's wild.
It just went off. And he came out and was like, were you all by the car at all? And we were like, no, we were over here the entire time. Like, we were over there earlier, we weren't over there just now. And he was like, oh, okay. Went back in. And we were just like, yo, we were so scared. We went into... Like, we just went home. We all just went home.
I think I told my UFO, like, what I thought was, like, something UFO-like. I think I told that on the Paranormal and Unexplained Events episode, I think. So, if you haven't listened to that episode, go check that out. A pretty interesting episode.
Four?
Some crazy shit. I think episode 4, yeah.
4 or 5, maybe?
Oh, while we're telling you guys to go also check something out, go check something else out too. Our Instagram page, Blast Off Pod, please check that out and give us a follow.
Pussies.
I know I didn't post this poll on the Instagram yesterday. It was on my main page, but I just asked if you guys wanted the video out as well. So the video is going to be a bit different because I can't make cuts like I can for audio. But
yes,
for all you video people out there that are interested, you guys made that happen by voting on a poll.
And we did it the week, like the episode after that poll was closed. We did that, so y'all be more active. Y'all get what you want.
Yeah,
you see,
like, we're asking y'all what the fuck is going on. So yeah, you know the deal.
But speaking about Manhunt, and going. Well, what that entails.
Like running through people's yards and yes. shit. Like,
yes. Did you hear about that one boy that got shot in the head?
Oh, yeah. That just knocked on the wrong door. Yep. It was like an 82 or 84-year-old man yep. shot him. Yeah.
Yep.
Just, bro.
Sad as fuck. But he was, his parents asked him to go pick up his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Went to 6th Street, I think.
Yeah.
But went to the wrong 6th Street, went to 6th Street and Terrence.
Yeah, it was a different, or different opposite. Town or something.
Yeah. And knocked on the door right when he knocked on the door. Boom. That's the crazy part.
See, so like, bro, you can't even, like, you can't even fucking just knock on the wrong door on accident anymore. Because yeah. people are just so, like, on edge about everything.
And think people are going to break in and rob the place and
yeah,
shit like that.
It's just, I don't know, man. That's like, I feel bro, like that's we, the news. The news us. Is just trying to, like, break
when
everybody
we were
apart.
Kids, when we were kids, we were going through
so many people's yards.
So many people's yards.
He's a
running through yards
all the time.
Ding dong ditch people, fucking hide in people's yards behind their trash cans.
Yeah,
behind their
playing
cars,
manhunt like
under their cars.
Yeah, dog.
Like, oh my god, under the cars, bro. They probably think that like we're trying to steal something.
Yo,
like oh
we used
god.
To we used to cut up, and now you can't even like, bro. There's no shot. I would let
no
if
way.
I had a kid. There's no way I'm letting
no
you do
way.
That now. Like,
no
there's
way.
No shot, bro. No shot.
If I know the neighbors, you can
maybe stay around
maybe,
their house, but
maybe,
like, yeah, if you
maybe.
Don't go outside their yard, like, or no, I'd even because what if some,
shit,
what if one of the neighbors that you're not cool with sees some kid and you're in their neighbor's yard, they're gonna be like, what the fuck?
My mom gave me a 3-house radius,
yeah,
because she knew everybody right
oh,
there,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I was like, all right, that's
boom,
fair.
Boom, boom, yeah.
She was like, don't go past
Hershey's or whatever.
Don't go past Hershey's. Don't go past the Downs' house.
Yeah.
They were on opposite sides. So I was like, does that count for like across the street too? Trying to like get her
extend
to move it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then finally I graduated to stop signs.
Yeah, bro. Got there eventually. You know what I mean? Took a,
and then
took
I
a
got
while.
To street lights.
Took some grinding. For sure. Yeah, man. You can't even fucking play. Like, you can't even just. It's so hostile now. Everything's so hostile. Like, just everything's different. Community's different. People are different. It's everyone's so divided and fucking against each other now. It's
yep.
it's man. I don't know what the fuck it's gonna take to change. So weird. It's so different too. I don't like it. It's just like everything you look at, like everything on your phone, everything on social media. It's like
people
it's so divisive.
Split down the middle.
Yeah, it's so divisive. It's
two sides.
Very like I'm not saying people aren't allowed to have their opinion. Like everyone is entitled to an opinion, and it's sure voice your opinion. But it's to a point where everyone comes to a head over every fucking topic, and everyone's got to argue or be the right person in every situation. And it's like people don't understand. Like there can be two right answers to something. Like just because there's one answer that you have doesn't mean there's also not another answer that can be right as well. Like your answer is not the be all say all answer. There's other answers that are right, and people tend to forget nowadays that there can be two fucking right answers to something. Like y'all don't have to always be so divided on everything. Like goddamn, like I just it's so exhausting and draining for like I can't imagine because I try and stay off my phone. Like on off social media at least a good as much as I possibly can because it fucking gets me like drained mentally, bro. Like it's just seeing crazy shit all the time and like
yeah, I'll give you all a perfect example. Fucking last night, Gervonta Davis took the dub, beat Ryan
oh,
Garcia.
Yep.
All I wanted to do was just see it once.
Next
I saw
3 hours
shit for the rest of the fucking
yeah,
night,
rest of the
and
night.
I'm seeing it this morning. I'm like, all right, like that's an. It's not like it's different things. It's the same fucking thing,
video.
The same video, same angle, and all that. I'm like, bro,
how many people
get your
all's
own fucking
shit.
Video?
Like, yo,
get your own video, or and if you don't have a video, just don't fucking report on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we don't need the 1,000th report on the same angle, the same video with the same caption.
But that's kind of, and I haven't been on Instagram in a while today.
Yeah, because it's like you know
all
what
I
the
see
fuck
is Ryan Garcia
God
and Tank
damn,
Davis. I'm like,
bro.
All right, the hype was cool leading up to it. It happened, and then leave it.
Like I
gotta
look
tomorrow.
Up a couple
I'm
cat
like,
accounts
yesterday.
To change my fucking algorithm or something, like for the day, bro. Like what the fuck? Like,
oh
I can't,
shit!
I can't deal, bro. It's so fucking draining.
Well, people came in clutch with that live last night.
Oh yeah,
Pretty Boy Fredo and Fat Boy.
See, I fucking didn't get your text because I was out doing something. I was like, fuck, goddamn. I checked my phone at like
12. Yeah, I was looking up links and shit like that. Fuck. I was looking up links, couldn't find anything. Would go on a page and it would just be fucking dudes. And I'm like, all right.
Because you got to look, you got to, when you click the link, it pulls a pop up up and you got to close a pop up and go back to where all you right, click the link. Yeah, but you got to do that like three or four times for it to finally work.
I couldn't
get out of it.
There was no pop, there was no like X button for the pop up.
Yeah, you got to click the pop up. Like you just have to click the pop up and close it. Like once it pulls the page up, just close the page. And then when you go back to the page with the link, it'll go away.
I got you.
And it won't be there. It's like a little circle one that pops up or whatever the fuck. It's like, yeah, it's like a little bubble and it has no, yeah, you just have to click it.
And then I just go to fucking Instagram and see people live.
No, really?
Like, I was like, so many, I went on Instagram just to like, basically just scroll through.
Yeah, and you got like, lucky.
So many people are live right now. What the fuck?
Fight.
I clicked on, I was like, let's see what Pretty Boy Fredo is doing. Clicked on it.
Fight.
That's and I was so like, let's
oh
get it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But then he was like two rounds before like actual live
video.
So by then I went to Fat Boy and he was six rounds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and Pretty Boy was still on the fourth round. I was like, okay, yeah.
I'm just going to watch the rest. Yeah, the up-to-date one.
His commentary was fucking amazing. That's he was fucking like, funny. Hit the guy in the fucking medulla. Hit him in the medulla.
Fat Boy SSE.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of him in a while, bro. That's fucking hilarious. Jesus. Fucking, all right, yeah, Tank got the dub last night. If you thought Ryan Garcia was going to win that fight, you might want to go see a psychiatrist because your brain probably isn't working correctly. I thought I had something.
I picked Gervonta just because I thought he was going to win, but what made me really close the deal out was him being from Baltimore. And
oh, yeah, he's a local here.
He's been boxing since he was 12 years old.
Yeah, and he was talking about retiring, too, like not too long ago, wasn't he? I don't know. He was mentioning it.
I think
it.
He's like 30, right?
Yeah, he's like 30s. In his 30s.
Yeah.
Because boxing careers aren't a long time, for sure.
Definitely Ryan will be the face of the of boxing from now on, but
oh yeah, he's the up and coming next one.
Yeah,
the young one.
But every single time he would throw that right hook or throw the left hook, he would follow with a right jab.
Yeah,
and Gervonta would see that and just hit him with the left, and I was like, that's when he knocked him down in the second round. I was like, fuck, bro, if he knocked him out, I would have won so much fucking money.
Yeah, see, bro, goddamn. Oh, I remember.
Let's pick
I remember
the exact
what,
round.
Oh, damn. I remember what the fuck I wanted to talk. Oh, yeah. Kawhi Leonard's sister. Yeah, how she got life without parole yesterday. Okay. Without because it was stemming from a murder. Her and someone else committed in, what did I say? Where did I say it was in California? Do you remember?
L.A. County?
I forget. It was some. Right now. It was a city. Cause you were like life, yeah. Temecula, yeah.
Temecula. I fucked that all the way up.
Yeah, all good, Birdie. Her and someone else killed an 84-year-old woman in a Temecula, California casino bathroom, and they like broke her skull, took her purse, like robbed her and shit. And yeah, I think they both got life without parole. So. Kawhi's sister. So if you know Kawhi as a player, you watch NBA or like know of Kawhi Leonard, you know he's a very quiet individual.
Do you know why?
I don't.
His dad died.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of trauma clearly he's gone through in his life. I mean, not even just that, but like damn, like could you imagine? Like damn, you're already a quiet person, and then you just keep having bullshit come up to you.
Yeah. Prayers out to him.
Yeah, feels out for Kawhi, man.
He's actually in the fucking center of SportsCenter right now because his team is down 3-1.
Yeah, there's some scrubs, though.
3-1, and he's the best player on that team. And Paul George is already out with a more significant injury than Kawhi. And Stephen A is just like, yo, Kawhi, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, people just expect so much out of people, though. That's the thing. It's just...
Well, if you don't play... I mean,
You can only use so much as one person, bro. I mean, unless you're expecting, like, the one person to just drop 40 every night to try and keep
If you're a franchise player.
I mean, Bron was doing that, I guess, for Cleveland and shit.
But even, like, perfect example, Mikal Bridges. He has not missed one game in his career. Not in college and not in the NBA.
Oh, that's pretty wild.
Not for rest, not for a little tweaked ankle or nothing like that. Like, that's why I'm so glad that the NBA Players Association put that new rule into effect. You gotta play a certain amount of games to be eligible for an award. Because
that's a very reasonable like rule, I would say. It's like having a good attendance to be able to have availability for incentives.
Yeah, like I saw a stat with KD the other day. Like his shooting percentage was like his shooting percentage, 3-point percentage, all that shit was like above like 55%.
Yeah.
But he only had like 28 games played.
Yeah, and we're like, of course,
I look at the comments, and everybody's like, of course he's going to do that with fucking 28 games played. Like, it doesn't make, like, yeah, there's 82 games in the fucking season. Yeah, he didn't play like half a
quarter of that.
Yeah, he didn't even play half of them.
Yeah, that's a solid rule, bro. I can agree with that for sure.
So, just, shit. You know what I cannot wait for?
What?
The Olympics.
Bro, I didn't even... I want to say I didn't watch the fucking Olympics last time they came on.
Shit,
to be honest,
I did,
bro.
I fuck with the Olympics.
When's
so
the
hard.
Next one?
This year or next
year?
Next year,
2024.
I guess. I
That's
think
right.
It's
yeah, there
summer.
Was 20, summer 2024.
Yeah, summer Olympics 2024.
Facts.
You hear about fucking Russia almost bombing itself?
Dude, Russia not being able to play in the Olympics next year?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Russia's fucking up all around the board. They blew themselves
it's fucking
up.
Fucking Putin.
Yeah, they fucking blew themselves up. Fucking got themselves kicked out of the fucking Olympics.
Yeah, they tried to bomb Ukraine, and the guy, I don't know what the fuck happened.
How the fuck do you mess
I guess
that
he
up?
Messed the coordinates up or something like that, and he let the bomb go, and it dropped right on a Russian city and shit like that. I was like, damn, bro, you're going for your own people now.
That's what those fucking goofies get. Oh, yeah. Fucking retards.
Shit's scary, though.
Yeah, man, it's pretty
that,
fucking wild
that
out here.
The doomsday clock is actually creeping a little closer to midnight.
I wonder, do you ever wonder how the world ends? How do we go out? Or
yeah,
how does humanity
I said
go
it,
out?
I said it in the last episode. I think...
is it nuclear war or is it natural disaster?
Natural disaster from nuclear or from war, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
What like I think is going to happen out. Is the East Coast is going to have
flood.
Tsunamis. Yeah, flood, hurricanes, all that. And then the West is
tensions are high
set
after
on fire
that. Yeah. No, that's
from all the wildfires and shit like that. And it's just going to meet in the middle and we're all just going to crumble.
Not a bad guess. Fair enough. Fair take, bro. Fair take. We're all going to die at some point.
But if it does come
Hopefully
down to war,
thousands
it's
of
be,
years from now.
Yeah, if it does come down to war, it's going to be nuclear.
Hopefully, sure. If you're listening to this 1,000 years in the future, that you
yeah,
guys are having
a
prosperous life.
Watch, we're going to be all dead and gone. They're going to find this 25 years later and be like,
bro, look at these
cool
cassette tapes.
Oh, shit. Yo. We ask our younger cousins. What is it? Cassette tape is. He probably wouldn't even fucking know.
Dog, how the fuck? How would like audio content evolve like in the next 100 years per se? Like, because we've evolved from like.
I mean, I don't know.
Cassette
your fucking
to
Snapchat
radio
updated by
to,
itself.
Like, oh
didn't
yeah,
it?
I got the AI update.
Fucking AI.
Yeah, I told y'all AI is gonna take everything over. I made that. Never mind. I can't say that. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. But yeah, you can make your Snapchat AI do some crazy shit. And say some wild things.
I asked him, I said, who was it? I think I said Russell Westbrook over 20 points or under 20 points. And he was like, I don't know, but I hope he does great. And I was like, just a guess. And he was like, well, if it's just a guess, I think he'll get over 20 points. He had like 35. I was like,
you were right.
I saw something yesterday. This guy asked his AI who would get the first basket.
Yeah.
And he got the first two right. Bro, like $9,000.
No way.
Off of a fucking AI.
Hey, bro. I don't know.
I don't know. But that just shows you, like, with the AI, with even Snapchat taking that
model, I guess,
model
and implementing it into that.
Yes, it's very scary.
Yeah, and it was so sudden.
Who else is going to do that, and we're not going to have any say?
And it's like you can't disable the AI out of Snapchat.
Get rid of
like,
the
it's
AI.
It's just there. It's there. I have fun with it, though. I kind of talk to it. You know what I mean? I'd be asking that shit.
Is that your friend?
I'd be asking it some crazy shit,
did
bro.
You name it?
No. It's still
yes,
my AI.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, someone named their shit Jeffrey Epstein, and I fucking lost it.
Yo,
people are wild out this bitch. God. No cap. Free Jeff. Psych, nah. It's like that guy's in hell for sure. Poor guy.
I'm trying to.
I'm baked. Yo, speaking of baked, I ate a fucking a baked good yesterday. It got me very high, like highest I've been in a while. I woke up this morning kind of still high from it. Actually, I had this edible from my friend. I think the batch was 14,000 milligrams.
God, fuck.
In like a, it was in an 8x8 tray. So like, there's only.
How many pieces?
If I had to guess, 8 to 10.
Well, that's 10. That's 700 milligrams. 70 milligrams a piece. God damn.
It was the most potent edible I've ever. Like, I had a slice. I had a slice like the size of my middle finger, I would say, in width, like, and length. Like, it was not a big piece. I'm telling you, I didn't smoke. It was like. I got home around noon, and I like was chilling, and I hadn't smoked for like an hour after I got home, hour maybe two, and I'm chilling. So I just decided to eat the little piece, and I'm laying there. Like 35 minutes goes by, and I feel my eyes starting to get like heavy.
And I'm like, I love that feeling.
I'm like, bro, there's no fucking way. There's literally no way this edible is already starting to hit me, because there's no way it could be that many milligrams in the little slice I ate. Like, there's if I'm light, I would be feeling this edible right now in 35 minutes. There's no shot. Mia's not home. She comes home like an extra like 30 minutes later. So by this point, I feel like I've like smoked. I just got done smoking a joint. That's how high I feel. I'm like, she's like, do you want to smoke? I'm like,
no.
Honestly. I kind of feel crazy right now. Like, I'm kind of tripping because there's no way I should be feeling this high, like, already. Like, I was like, it's been, like, an hour, and I feel like I've ate, like, a half gram of RSO, and I've already peaked off it. Like, it was so strong and so intense. And then I had to go to dinner to my mom's husband's house. So I went there. This is, like, 3 hours at this point, and this thing is just tearing me up, bro. Like, it's, like, it just, it's making me,
no
yeah,
joke.
And I don't know, like, I'm scared, I am genuinely scared to get another one, because I gave the one to my mom that I, like, had the little slice off of, because he already cut the slice, and he was, like, this is a size that someone should eat that doesn't eat these, because they'll fuck someone up, and I was, like, fuck it, I'll just eat it to taste it. I wanted to taste it, and it got me fucking wrecked. Like, it fucked the rest of my day up type shit. Like, I would be genuinely scared to eat even half of that edible, because I would fucking call the police on myself.
My cousin's done that about 3 or 4 times.
3 or 4?
Yeah.
I've never done that before, ever, but I know for a fact that would be... I've eaten like 1,000 milligrams RSO a couple times, and that shit was borderline close. Like, I don't even know how it's possible, but I felt so high off him.
Maybe there's some way that I can call him one episode.
Yeah,
and
we
put the phone up to the mic and
the story.
We get his story. Cause
God, that'd
he
be
told me the
hilarious.
Story, but I don't have all the details. He was basically at a party and took an edible.
Yeah.
Took an edible, and he didn't feel anything. And
just kept eating
20-30 minutes later, he was getting real hot. So he went outside, and he just said he just started freaking out. He said he called 911, said he needs an ambulance. He was going to die.
Oh, chill. Yeah, I felt for sure had I even eaten half of that edible, that would have been too much. Like, I've never experienced, like, I've eaten a lot of edibles, and I've never in my life experienced something that, one, hit that fast, two, hit that hard, and three, that got me that high with barely eating any of it. It was insane.
I ate 340 milligrams on the way back from North Carolina.
Probably felt right.
My mom drove the whole way. Bro, I fell asleep from North Carolina. We left North Carolina, and I woke up right before Maryland.
Damn.
We were still in Virginia, but we were like 30 minutes from Maryland. And I woke up, and we were going into the gas station to get some drinks.
You
and shit.
Were knocked.
I woke up and I felt like I was in a whole different dimension. Like, you know, like when you like,
if you fall asleep on the eddies and wake up.
I was still high when I woke up too.
You're gonna be even more high.
Like when you fall asleep and then type of like naps, you like wake up and you're like, holy shit, like you feel like you missed out on something, yeah, or something like that. I'm just like, where am I? Like, what is going on right now? Like, I had to like, bro, just like boy, look around real quick and just get
my
right.
My boy that made the edibles, fucking, he was telling me how when he ate like a half of one or something, or like, mm-hmm, something like that, and he ended up falling asleep. And when he woke up, it took him like 15 minutes to figure out whether he was like dreaming or like if he was actually awake.
That's
because he
insane.
Was so fucking high off the edible. Like, he was like, bro, I could not figure out whether I was like dreaming or if I was actually awake. Like, and he said these edibles made two or three people throw up off them because they just don't listen and they eat like half or the whole thing and it's too much. Like, I'm telling you now, I would not eat the whole, like, you could not pay me to fucking eat that whole edible. Like, I would be high until, you're hearing this Monday, I'd be high until Wednesday if I fucking ate that bitch on Monday. Like, if you want to feel
some
an
people
edible,
probably think that sounds good,
if you
want to
feel
but
a
no,
fucking crazy edible high, what's the highest you've ever been off edibles in your life?
Probably that.
The 140?
Yeah, 140. Yeah.
Get one of these, bro. Get one. I'm cut a piece like, I don't know. Eat a piece like about the size of like a fucking saltine cracker or something, bro. If you got nothing to do with the rest of you, after you hoop, I'm telling you, if you want one, after you hoop, eat a piece. You will be good until tomorrow. Won't need to smoke.
That's crazy. Well, see, with me too, I feel like edibles, you eat them today. Tomorrow when you wake up, you're going to feel drowsy as fuck.
That's how I feel today.
Yeah. Like, you're just like, damn.
Yeah, that's how I feel,
like,
today.
That's really like the only thing that cannabis related will make me feel.
And that's why.
With, like, alcohol.
And
does.
That's why we're doing the pod now instead of at 9 o'clock Saturday night. Because last night I wasn't too fucked up. I was just so high.
And it was
high,
storming out,
yeah,
too.
And it was storming, so we didn't want that rain to be picked up on the mics or any, like, it would have just been annoying to deal with the audio,
yeah,
in a storm.
I fell asleep at, like, 7 o'clock and woke up at, like, 8:15 and just turned the basketball game on and watch,
yeah,
that.
I kind of figured it was going to be a bit difficult to get the pod done on Saturday in the storm, but I mean, it is what it is. We always got to make it work somehow, so.
And we got it done today.
Yeah, man. And hey, no notes. We had our topics pretty much like, we didn't really even have topics. We kind of just like thugged it out as always, bro. You know what it is, man. Hopefully our fucking video is still going. I don't even know. Hopefully,
I was about to say, what if.
What we're going to have, like, to do with that is that I'm not going to be able to save these on my phone because eventually with our,
yes,
videos, I'm going to run out of storage, yes, quick. So I'm just going to have to upload these, like, do some simple cuts.
What if you, can you send it to your MacBook and keep it on your MacBook?
I could, but I already keep all the audio files. Like, I already keep all the podcast things saved on here, so I also don't want the video ones. I mean, I guess I could get, like, external storage or something.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, what if, like, you started it and you got, like, a notification or something like that, and it stopped the video?
I mean, it is what it is. This is our first time.
I've been showing people the white ash,
yeah,
and shit like
and
that.
Yeah, and it's just not picking it up. Like, I was telling you, I was like, what if we started it and I, like, accidentally tapped the shit twice and it, like,
oh,
just stopped,
God,
it and never recorded anything. But
I'm geek.
This is just our trial run of trying to fucking record this for the people who wanted to see video. So if you guys are tuning in on YouTube for the video version of this podcast, this will be pretty neat. I know it's not going to sound
the best.
It's not going to sound like the audio version on the podcast because it's coming through the phone microphone. Maybe there's a way.
I was about to say, I think there might be.
That would be a nightmare to try and sync up, though.
Yeah, there might be a way that you can put the audio behind the video and shit like that and sync it up at the same time, but that you would have to get everything like on point
there,
at,
yeah,
the same
there would
millisecond.
Be, yeah, that would be a nightmare to sync up.
Unless the computer would do it for you.
Shit,
yeah, I don't even
shit.
Know.
I'm about to ask AI to fucking edit my fucking video for me, bro. Just input the video, ChatGPT-4, and be like, can you edit this part of the video? Do a cut here, this here, this here, this here. Boop, 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 boop. Video done. Don't need you video editors anymore.
Right, exactly. Did you see that robot that passed out from a long
Oh, the Amazon
working?
Shift? Yeah. Just gave out. Yeah, bro. Like,
damn. He don't even want the fucking labor laws anymore either.
Bro, they can't do it. Neither can we. Give us a raise. That's why people going on strike at Amazon. Mm. Bro, what are you doing?
With what?
What are you doing, bro? No more weed today, all right? You need to go home and just lay your head. No basketball either. You right. think you're going to be able to hoop?
Dunk on somebody.
Yeah, see, he was trying to get me to hoop. I'm not doing that today.
He's just
Damn,
pushing.
Mac battery's going down. I hope the video's still going. Yeah, the video is going to sound, the audio quality on the video is not going to be as crisp and clean as our audio version because I don't think there's going to be a way for us to sync these microphones that we're using into the audio that you're getting in the video unless someone is very fucking proficient in this and wants to help me figure it out and wants to do it for me. I would greatly fucking appreciate it. But if not,
then, we're not rich, so don't expect any
pay.
Yeah,
I'm not
like that.
Rich. I barely
you would just be doing it out of the kindness of your heart.
Barely got any bread, so yeah, I can't imagine trying to pay for a video editor. That would be crazy nuts. But if anyone is
shit,
smart,
we're doing it out of the fucking car. You think we got money to pay for a video editor?
You know what would be a cool idea, bro? If we bought like one of those metal like storage units and turned it into like a pod studio type shit, like recording space.
That would be lit.
Yeah,
new idea.
And then you could rent it out too, like if you could rent it out as like a studio for people who also do like shows or something and need like a space, because you could decorate it and theme it. So like
shit, I saw this house the other day for sale.
Yeah,
and it had a nice shed the backyard.
Yeah, I wish we just had like a cool space to where we could just dedicate a space. When I get a crib, bro, I'll just dedicate a room to like a media room or something. But like if we just had like a dedicated like area to where we could do this, bro, it would just would pop. I fucking enjoy doing it anyway. Like it's just fun.
Oh yeah.
It's just I enjoy doing this shit regardless.
The original fucking plan was do half of it in the car and half of it inside, and then we're just like
Fuck it, man.
We just stay in the car.
it would be a lot to just undo all the equipment and then plug it back. It really wouldn't, but I don't know. We just when we're in a flow and in mid conversation, it would just kind of be stupid to kill it or like just kill the flow or kill the mood of wherever we're headed just to go inside for the other half of it. So yeah, we just kind of thug it out here.
Thugga.
Know what I mean? Free Jeff. That Jeff. not the dead ones.
Hey, at least we weren't talking about eggs this podcast.
Oh, yeah, facts. No eggs this podcast, thank God. Jesus, I don't know what we were on that. That was a bit wild, bro.
That was funny as shit.
Oh man. What you got? Anything else? Or you think that's it?
Sorry. It was late night last night.
Yeah, but, bro, it's been a
weekend. I'm all good.
Same.
I
here,
didn't have
you know?
Much this episode. Just wanted to catch you guys up on what we thought about the recreational shit and dispensaries and all that.
Kind of some topics we've seen throughout the week. Bring those up.
Sir.
It's kind of been a slow week for.
Yeah, it has been. Stuff. But we say that, and then this week coming up is going to be like
packed with
so
shit.
Much
hopefully,
going to happen.
Yeah, you guys. So. I'm pretty sure you guys can tell when it's either a slow week on like stuff that's come out, stories or whatever, or like things where our weeks just we have nothing interesting happening in them. Or I mean, because you'll know when the episodes are full of topics.
Shit,
it's like chocked full.
I'll say one thing real quick. 420 dispensaries were fucking packed.
I believe it.
Sunburst. Was fucking packed.
I believe
it. An hour before they opened, there was a line wrapped around the building at a food truck. People were started at the food truck and then went to a fucking pop-up and then went to the front of the line of like the door and just sat there.
Oh, no.
It was like 30 minutes before they opened. I was like,
what the fuck?
And that's half the people.
And the deals aren't even that crazy.
And that's half the people that probably have time out of their
day to go.
The other half are at work or not even up yet. That's the shit. That's the crazy part.
I didn't go. I didn't do anything for 420. I went to work. I did roll a fat joint in the morning and smoked that.
Yes.
I probably rolled like an ether and
shit,
smoked that.
I kept all my keef in a jar, and we were all supposed to smoke it on 420, but I think we forgot about that.
That motherfucker Joey was supposed to, we were supposed to do something this weekend, but I don't, he was at the O's game last night, and then it's Sunday
today.
Yeah,
they didn't get rained out. I was happy for that.
It didn't?
Nope.
Oh, that's wild.
They were there the entire time.
That's good. Yeah,
it was raining its ass off beforehand.
Oh, I did have one more thing I wanted to bring up, was the National Cannabis Festival was this past Saturday. It was, for us it was yesterday because we're recording this on Sunday, but National Cannabis Fest was yesterday in D.C. or Saturday in D.C. the 22nd. I saw a couple people that were there. I had a couple followers that went as well from Instagram. It seemed pretty all right. I mean, some people like to hate on it just because they would rather do nothing with their day, but I can also understand how it would be something nice to do. You get to get engagement with the community and some fellow people that are like-minded with you and agree with the same things and have the same values for the most part and enjoy smoking weed. So
you at least have one thing in common with
them. There's a lot of vendors there, pop-ups for food. You can smoke because it's DC. You can go smoke in public. So, I mean, there's live music all day.
Yeah, that'd be lit. I didn't even know it was this past weekend.
I think 2 Chainz was there. Someone else, I forget. It was just like a little lineup. It wasn't nothing crazy, but yeah, it, just a nice fun time to go spend. I mean, it is a little pricey to get into for the ticket. I think it was like $85 a person or $65 a person, but yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's something to do for if you don't have any friends and you want to get out and like try and meet some new people or like make some friends, or
you would definitely meet friends there.
You just want to do something with your day. Like, it's something to do rather than sit at home, you know?
You would definitely meet people there.
So, yeah. If anyone went to National Cannabis Fest and had any cool experiences, if you're listening to this, if you are from the D.C. area, if you traveled to the D.C. area for this event, leave us a DM in on the Instagram page and let us know your cool or funny story that you had while you were there.
We'd love to talk to you guys about it, too. That'd be, like...
Or if you guys
hear your guys' experience and shit. Yeah.
Or if you guys have cool, funny stories in general, just leave them in the DM. It might help us create some ideas for more topics or ideas of conversation we could go to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Great episode. And, as always, we appreciate you guys for tuning in this week and every other week and every episode. We love you guys so much and appreciate it. I just think it's so fucking cool. Like, even if it's 5 or 10 people that tune in weekly to hear us fucking talk about shit, that's just so fucking cool to think about.
Yeah.
Like, people
I love it.
Just come hear us talk about bullshit every fucking week. Like, fuck around for an hour, bro. Like, it's just so cool.
And light up with us. Smoke with us.
Yeah, sesh it up. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. And we'll catch you guys next week, as always.
Yes, sir. Follow that Instagram account.
Yep.
Be safe.
Stay safe, everyone.